Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
5,000 children in the state of Mississippi have been criminally charged as adults for crimes they've committed. This is over the course of 25 years, according to new reporting by Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting. And of those children, 3 out of 4 were Black. Juveniles under Mississippi law are defined as people under the age of 18. 26 states also have laws on the books where children can automatically be charged as adults. This is what Coe Bragg and Melissa Lewis, reporters from the Center for Investigative Reporting, found when they dug into the story of 13-year-old Isaiah, a Mississippi teen, charged as an adult for stealing a cell phone from a fellow student. Journalist Coe Bragg joins us for more on Isaiah's story and what she found is fueling this criminal justice practice in Mississippi. Welcome, Coe.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Well, great to have you. Let's start with the story of Isaiah, who I mentioned was 13 years old at the time of the crime, and he became the impetus for your reporting. And instead of going to juvenile detention for his crime, Isaiah was sent straight to a county jail for adults. Why was this the course of punishment chosen?
Sure. So Mississippi is an example of how most of the nation can treat children for certain crimes. So, for example, Isaiah went to the bowling alley one night. He brought a BB gun that looked like a pistol, so he was able to stick it in his pocket. And he made a split-second decision while he was not on his ADHD meds to hold up his classmate and steal his cell phone. And immediately he panicked. And within a week or so, he was arrested and sent into adult jail. And what happens in Mississippi in 26 states is that for often for crimes involving a gun, even if it's a BB gun, like it is the case in Mississippi, kids can go into the adult system automatically.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk to you more about what that means when a child goes into the adult system. So Isaiah was put into solitary confinement under a law to protect him from being raped by adults. Of course, we are learning over the last few years that how harmful solitary confinement can be on adults. What did you learn during your reporting about the potential long-term consequences of this kind of treatment of a 13-year-old child?
Sure. So, you know, adult systems, adult jails are not designed for children. And so when children like Isaiah, who are put into the adult system bypassing, the potential to go to a juvenile detention center where sometimes they're schooling and there's children his age, he went right into an isolation cell where he, you know, spent a lot of time staring at the wall and thinking about his family and sleeping instead of going to seventh grade. And so that for children whose brains do not fully develop until their 20s, spending time in solitary actually has the potential to lead regions of the brains to shrink. So when children are still developing, it's literally stunting their potential. And it also can lead to long-lasting paranoia and sadness and fits of anger, because being alone like that, isolated with, you know, limited access to human contact, has been called torture for adults by the United Nations. And so for children, it's even more devastating.
You spoke with Isaiah's mother, Felicia Hickman, who described the emotions she felt while he was in prison. Let's take a listen.
I felt like it just wasn't any hope because they had already had their mind made up what they were going to do with him. I felt like that he wasn't mine anymore. He belonged to them. I felt like, well, they done took him and it ain't nothing else I could do about it.
There were civil liberties that were potentially violated, correct? You mentioned Isaiah has ADHD, and Felicia says she found it almost impossible to get into the jail to get him medication. Tell us more about that.
This jail has a nurse like most. And so, you know, Isaiah ends up being in and out of this jail. And over that time, his mom constantly contacts the nurse. And so Felicia tries to get her son this medication. And, you know, what Felicia's talking about is this idea of losing control. And parents are supposed to have the most control or feel like they have the most control. She couldn't get her child the medication that he needs while he's incarcerated and in the custody of the state of Mississippi. It's just like an example of the way children lose services and rights when they are in the adult system in ways that are not designed to happen in the juvenile facilities, which are not perfect, but they're certainly light years better for children than an adult facility.
And it impacts them for the rest of their lives. You also spoke with Paloma Wu of the Southern Poverty Law Center. She describes this punishment as civic death. Let's hear more about what she means by that.
This is who people say deserves essentially civic death. Because when you're 13 and you have a felony, you're not going to college, you're not getting a job, you're not getting housing, your life is pretty much over in the civic sphere. So what do we say about ourselves and our communities when we let kids essentially be thrown away in this way?
I think what Paloma is saying really gets at the heart of your reporting and really the pushback about charging children as adults. What has been the reasoning behind Mississippi charging children as adults?
The reality is that Black children have always been at risk of being charged as adults right out of chattel slavery, where they worked and were forced to work fields. And that continued when Mississippi created prison farms where Black children went. And, you know, Black children still go to Parchman, which is the Mississippi State Penitentiary. It was designed as a plantation where Black people, you know, would go to prison and work cotton fields and work with cattle to really continue the legacy of slavery after it was abolished. It was like, you know, Mississippi's economy had been built on the backs of Black people. And so when slavery was abolished, that economy was not going to hold on very long. And so this system, it immediately, you could see it happening where they designed laws so that, you know, minor infractions could lead to prison time. And then the prison population swells and then you automatically have a workforce and all that money is staying in the state. And so our laws around charging kids as adults were designed as Jim Crow laws to entrap Black children. But it, like, I also want to be clear about the fact that, like, while I focus on Mississippi, that every single state has a way to charge children as adults.
Every single state. I just want to clarify something with you. When you mentioned these young people are put into the prison system and then it's automatically a workforce, what do you mean by that? Are prisoners then used as labor in the state of Mississippi?
You know, driving through Mississippi, you'll see prisoners alongside of the road, mowing grass, picking up trash, doing sometimes work for public works and cities and counties. We have a kids unit in an adult prison in Mississippi, and I used to teach there. And some of my students would show up late because they were mowing the grass. And they would come in filthy and sweating because, you know, Mississippi summers are no joke. And for them, it was a release. It was like it was something to a way to be outside. But reality is they're doing free labor. And that has a legacy that comes right out of slavery.
What's been the response from the state of Mississippi to your reporting?
The response has been interesting. I think that there's still so many people that don't know that we put children into the adult system, let alone that children like Isaiah can be in it at the moment of arrest. And so there's like a learning curve. And some people are like, finally, we're talking about this idea, what we call original jurisdiction laws, and other states called statutory exclusion laws, which is that automatic thing where it's not a judge deciding to escalate the case. It's not a prosecutor deciding. It's really the police and what they're charging the kids with that dictate whether they'll go home with their mom or go to a juvenile detention center or go to the county jail for adults. And so Mississippi has had some criminal justice reform in the last few years. It's been more focused on the adults. It's been like a decade since we've done anything specifically for children. In 2010, Mississippi passed what are called like raise the age laws, which, you know, it used to be that if you were 17, you were automatically in the adult system. And that's true in some states. You know, New York just got rid of that law in the last couple of years. And so since then, things haven't really changed for kids. I think when we talk about criminal justice reform for adult prisons, we don't always differentiate and make room for the fact that there are children there, too.
Yeah. It's now been a few years since Isaiah was locked up, and you talked to him about his future. Let's take a listen.
Like right now, I feel like 15, and I feel like I'm about 28. I'm going to go back to school so I can start back feeling young again.
What's next for Isaiah? He feels like he's 28 and he's only 15.
So, you know, Isaiah, his case was so interesting to me because he starts in the adult system, ends up getting transferred down to the youth court system, and in the youth court system ends up spending almost 9 months in a juvenile prison. And so for the last 2 years, he's been incarcerated for around 18 months. And so what that means is that he's 15, and the last time he went to real school, he was a seventh grader. And what that means is that there's these pressures to kind of get his life back on track when his life has really just begun. You know, we say really trite things like you do adult crimes, you spend adult time in prison, adult crimes, adult time. But these are not adults. Isaiah's not an adult, and he's feeling the ramifications of a system that we designed for adults, but that is really crushing a child.
Journalist Ko Bragg with Reveal, the Center for Investigative Reporting. Thank you so much for taking the time with us.
Thanks for having me.